Troy in Norfolk, Virginia. You're up next. Hey, Troy.
Hey. All right. So my question is, many Protestants still tell me that because, you know, when Christ died and he went to hell and got, you know, the fire from limbo, that that is the end of purgatory. So how would I refute that?
Okay. As I understand what you're saying, and tell me if I'm wrong, the basic idea is they've identified the limbo of the fathers, the place where the righteous dead went before the time of Christ, with purgatory. And since after the death and resurrection of Christ, the limbo of the fathers was emptied out and all of the righteous dead from before the time of Christ got to go to heaven, they're inferring from that that purgatory was therefore abolished, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you want to use purgatory in an exclusive sense for the limbo of the fathers, that would be correct. But the thing is, that's not how the Catholic Church uses the term purgatory. And so they're using the word in their own sense that they've come up with. They're not actually talking about the Catholic Church's doctrine of purgatory, because the Catholic Church does not use the term purgatory as an exclusive reference to the limbo of the fathers. Instead, the Church uses the term purgatory as a reference to the final purification that we experience after death and before heaven. This is something that's talked about in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, so you can show them right there. It's even in one of the subject headings. It says the final purification, purgatory. So that's what the Catholic Church uses the term purgatory to refer to. It's this final purification that the vast majority of people are going to need to experience at least something of, because, you know, God is infinitely holy, and so to be united with him, we need to be perfectly holy as well. And since most of us are not perfectly holy at the point of our death, we're going to need to be purified. We're going to need to be purged of any remaining sin and its consequences between the time of death and the time that we're fully united with God in heaven. Now, that may or may not take time. It may or may not take a special place, but it's something that needs to happen. And that's what the Church is referring to as purgatory. So if you want to explain it to them in those terms, they may see, okay, well, even though we're not using the term purgatory in that way, we can acknowledge that there is a purification that occurs between death and glory. They may even be prepared to say it may take more than an instant, or it may happen in an instant. Either way is okay from a Catholic point of view. If you look in Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical Spes Salvi, he talks about how the time in purgatory can't be measured in earthly time. It's something that is existential. He refers to it as the time of the heart, rather than being something that can be reduced to a this-worldly chronology. And so we don't need to argue with each other about that. They should be able to acknowledge that there is a purification that occurs at this point, and that purification is what the Catholic Church uses the word purgatory for. There are also echoes of this in Scripture. Now, being Protestant, they won't accept, in all likelihood, the reference in 2 Maccabees 12 to prayer for the dead so that they can be loosed from the consequences of their sins. But they should be prepared to deal seriously with 1 Corinthians 3, where St. Paul talks about how those who have built in an imperfect way on the foundation of Christ will have their works tested, and if their works are burned up, they will be saved because they were building on Christ, but it will be as if they're escaping through flames. And so, you know, there's an existential purification and transformation that occurs there. So that's kind of a brief sketch of what I would point out. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the call, Troy.